What was your favorite gift as a kid growing up?
Oh, gosh. I can't remember, honestly. That's a tough one. Yeah, probably something like that. Probably like I was bummed out because those little kid cars that actually had, they were like electric. They became like big after I was small enough to, I kind of grew out of that and I never got one. So that was one thing I wish I had gotten was like a little, a small car. Yeah.
You were aware of Melvin Jenkins before you got here. Is he as versatile a defensive guy as you've played with in terms of the number of different positions and roles he can handle during a defense?
Well, Malik's a really good player, man. He does, as you said, do a lot of different things for us on defense, and he's made plays on special teams. On Sunday he made a big play for us on special teams, and he's a good teammate. So that's all you can ask for, and a leader, and we got a few guys like that. So it's nice having guys like that. Yeah.
How's your pledge sending campaign going? I saw you tweet about an update with that. Just how has that gone?
Yeah, it's gone well. I mean, we're over 800,000. The goal was $1 million. We still got some time to do that. We'll keep running it, I think, through the playoffs. And, people have stepped up. So it's exceeded my expectations. And, I'm excited about it.
How special is it for you guys to be back home after long three-game road trip? It's hard to remember the last time you guys played at the link.
Yeah, it's nice. I did kind of think about that last night. I was trying to remember the last game we played at home, and it's been a while. And it's nice to be in a routine here again. And, we hopefully just keep winning and stacking these things up where it was a bye week last week. And now, we got to play a really tough team in Oakland. But we have a chance to do all the things we want to do as far as being at home and those sort of things. So it's nice being back in Philly.
How critical is a home field advantage?
I mean, it's big. Everybody would rather play at home, especially in January. It's hopefully the weather gets cold and nasty, and it'll be fun.
I saw your tweet on Kelce not making a Pro Bowl. What was your reaction to Kelce and, I guess, BG?
Well, it's not – I mean, you'd have to ask those guys what it means to them. I don't think it's a huge deal because I think at the end of the day you can respect the hell out of a player's game and realize that the Pro Bowl is a little bit arbitrary. I mean, like, definitely you can congratulate people that make it. I think there's a lot of guys that deserve it, and it accentuates their great play. But there's some guys who get left off just byproduct of, some stats that people go off of, or maybe the market they play in or the position they play.
What do you think it's going to be like to play on Christmas Day? Have you ever played on Christmas Day before?
I can't remember if I played on Christmas Day before, but I'll be good with that. I was just telling somebody, I grew up kind of football family, so we've moved holidays up and down, so I'll be good with that.